something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Read verse 14. Verse 14. 1, 2, go. How much more shall what? Christ, who through the eternal spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. It says that Jesus Christ offered himself to God through the Holy Ghost. He could not even offer himself without the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm trying to let you see. When somebody says, I don't know, I've been doing this for the Lord and things aren't working out for me. Or I've been giving to the Lord and things aren't working out for me. Or I gave this or I did that. Did you do it through the Holy Ghost? You cannot do anything through the Holy Ghost and have problems with it. No. You've got to learn to function through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this man was going to head up this construction for the Lord, and God had to fill him with the Spirit first. Even in the garments, the priest's garments, the man had to be full of the Holy Spirit to make the garments. Because the priest had to put those things on to go into the most holy place. And it had to be sanctified. God has called you. God has chosen you. Understand that God's purpose in your life is to show to the world around you his manifold wisdom. His purpose in your life is to demonstrate his excellencies. Are you hearing me? It is his desire to prove his greatness in your life. You don't have to ask for it. This is his purpose. This is his desire. He longs to. It's what God wants to do with your life. If you let him. If you let him. If you let him, he will show his extraordinary greatness in your life. If you let him. He said to Israel, you shall be the head only. That's what he said to them. He said, you shall be the head only. The head doesn't mean the managing director. I don't know if you're listening to this. Joseph was in the house of Potiphar as a houseboy. But in the house of Potiphar, he was so blessed that Potiphar took notice and said, I can see that I've been blessed because of this man. The Bible says that God so magnified Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Jacob, the same thing. He was working for Laban. The Bible tells us that God so blessed him until Laban took notice that the reason his own business had become blessed was because of Jacob. It doesn't matter where you are. You can become the symbol of God's blessing, God's presence, God's graces in that place where you are, till they take notice that because of you, favor has come to this family. Because of you, favor has come to this company. Because of you, favor has come to this city. Because of you, it will not work just because it is true. This is what many Christians don't know. They say, if the thing is true, why is it not working in my life? The Bible says, work out your own salvation with godly reverence. In other words, it's given to you, but you got to work it out. You are the one to make it work. It's there, packaged and delivered. What will you do with what you have? This life that is in your spirit. What is this? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Okay, that greater one in me, how can I put his ability to work? That becomes the question. How? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You still in this place?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
Say it again, I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
I'm a champion forever.
I'm a champion forever.
See, the Bible says when Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, he opened their, oh God, this is marvelous. He says he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. He opened their understanding. How in the world did he do it? John tells us how he did it. The Bible says he breathed on them. He blew on them. When he did, he said, receive the Spirit. He opened their understanding. There are certain things that we find ourselves struggling with. You are reading and reading and reading this thing. You're not understanding it. You're working and trying and trying. You don't understand how to do it. Let him open your understanding. Let this Holy Ghost open your understanding. He'll do something supernatural with your life. That's why Paul said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Everything you do turns into success. Nothing that I ever get involved with fails. Nothing. Why? I'm full of the Spirit. I'm a man of the Spirit. Say that with me. Say, I'm not a man of the world. Say it again, I'm not a man of the world.
I'm a man of the Spirit.
I have the Spirit of God in me.
The Spirit of God is in me.
Working in me.
Working in me.
Talking in me.
Yeah.
See, it's got to be in your consciousness. In your consciousness. It has to be there. In your everyday consciousness. That the Spirit of God is at work within you. You are not alone. Jesus was always conscious of the presence of his Father. He said, I'm never alone. I'm never alone. No one ever met me by myself and came to say, oh, you're alone. And I said, oh, yes. Never. Because never alone. Because I'm always conscious that I'm never alone. So the language can't even think it. Say, I'm the only one here. I'm alone. Alone? Never. Jesus said, I am with you always.
even unto the end of the age. It's either true or false. If he said so, just because you think you are the only one in the room, doesn't mean you're the only one there. So when someone says, oh, you are alone. I'm not alone. They think you are alone because they can see only you. They are short-sighted. All you see is not all there is. Are you hearing me? All you see is not all there is. See, so much to be said through the Holy Ghost, but he shall minister to your spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
See, Jesus said, abide in me. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So except that branch abides in the vine, it cannot bear fruit of itself. You have to abide in him. He said, for apart from me, cut away from me, you can do nothing. Meaning that everything else you think you are doing is empty. Empty. You can struggle for 3 days trying to do something. You can work on it for a week. But one breath from the Holy Ghost. One breath from the Holy Ghost will change everything. If you ever find yourself in such a state, stay up the consciousness. Say, I don't walk in confusion. I don't walk in darkness. I have the light of life. I have the light of life. Father, I thank you. I have the light of life. My mind is alert. My understanding is opened by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I refuse to be worried. I refuse to be moved. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The wisdom of God is working in me. Hallelujah. I got the knowledge of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not of this world. Oh, glory to God. Out of time. Worship him and talk to him now. Glorify his name. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his love. Oh, hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him, and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayenne and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church, Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.